We are going to occupy the first part of this morning with preparation for what we are going to consider later.
今天早晨第一行，我们先来做一点预备的工作，为着我们以后就要看的事。
And I want to speak now about some principles of biblical interpretation.
我现在愿意说到一点圣经解释的原则。
It is very important for us to be able to know how the Bible is to be interpreted.
我们若是知道如何解释圣经，这是非常重要的。
And this will be especially seen in what we have to consider later on.
在我们以后的日子中所要看的是，这一个点是非常重要。
Unless we do understand these principles of the interpretation of the Bible is not an open book.
除非我们晓得如何解释圣经这些原则，圣经向着我们就不能开启。
We may know what is in the book as a book.
我们仅仅只能知道圣经里所记载的，而得不着它的意义。
But we do not understand it until we have the principles of interpretation.
除非我们懂得解释圣经的原则，我们就没有办法晓得圣经。
So I ask you to try and remember what I'm going to say now.
所以我就请大家尽力地记得我现在是要说的。
And bring it over into our later study.
并且在我们以后的日子中来查看的时候，要应用这些原则。
The first principle of the interpretation of the Bible is the eternity of God.
解释圣经的原则，第一个就是神的那个永远性。
We must always remember that all time is present time with God.
我们必须一直记得任何的时间在神看来都是现在。
There is no past and future with God.
在神并没有以往和将来。
All that is past and future with us has been present with God always.
神在我们身上那是以往和将来，而在神的身上总是现在。
At any moment in what is time to us, eternity is present with God.
神在我们身上是时间的问题，而在神的身上都是永远的。
The architect always has the completed plan before him.
一个建筑师在未建筑之前都是先有一个完全计划的图样。
If he is the designer of a ship, he has a model made of that ship before anything is done.
若是他是一只船的设计者，在那一只船未造之前，他定会先造出一个模型。
He sees in the model the completedobject.
他在那个木星身上就完全看见了他是要造出来的那个东西。
That is exactly how the thing will appear when it is finished.
当那个要造出来的东西造成的时候，刚刚好就和那个木星一样一式。
If it is a great building or even a city, it is the same.
就是一所的建筑房屋或是一所的城池原则都是如此。
The architect draws what we call a scale model.
这个建筑师他就画出一个木型的图样来。
And he sees in that model exactly how the building or the city will be when it is finished.
在那个木星图样上，他就能看见那一座将要完成的建筑，或者城市和那个木星一样一式。
The builder works day by day according to that completed plan.
那是建筑人一天一天都是照着那个完全的模型来进行建造。
Those who only see the parts cannot understand and must not take the part as being the whole.
有的人只看见那个建筑的一部分，他们就不能完全懂得那个建筑全个的意思，而就不应该把那一部分的建筑当成全部分。
Sometimes when you look at the part of a building,You cannot for the life of you understand what it is going to be.
你有的时候是看见一个建筑物的一部分，如果仅仅是这样，你一生一世也不能晓得那座建筑物到底是怎样一回事。
It is only as the completed thing is seen that you can understand the parts.
只有你把全部的建筑物都看过了，你才懂得那局部的是什么意思。
Now the Bible is just full of parts.
全本的圣经就是这样，满了一部分一部分。
But they are all the parts of something that God sees in completion.
但是这些部分都是神在他的眼光中所看见那个全部分的一部分。
God is the great architect.
神乃是那个伟大的建筑师。
He has the completed and perfect plan before him before he begins any work.
在他创造之前，在他的跟前已经有了一幅完全精美的图样。
God's eternity is in every part.
神的那个永远性在这个建筑的工作上每一部分都看得出来。
So we must realize that God has his full mind behind everything that he does.
所以我们必须记得神在他任何一部分的工作背后都有他完全的那个观念。
God's full intention governs everything that he does.
神这个完全的观念就支配了他是做的一切事情。
You must realize that God's mind never grows.
我们必须记得神的这个观念是永远不增进的，不增加的。
God himself is incapable of development.
神自己是不能发展的。
Now I think I would like to say at this point,
我想在这一点上我还应该这样说。
If you do not understand anything that I say and would like something more said about it, just put up your hand.
若是你们有人呢不懂得我在这里刚才说的什么，或者还要我多说一点，请举手表示。
I do not want to just go on.And leave you not understanding what I'm saying.
我不愿意你们不晓得，我把你们撇下了这一段往前讲去。
You will have an opportunity in the second session tomorrow to ask questions.
到明天早晨第二堂的时候，有一个机会给你们可以来发问。
But I do want to be sure that as we go on, you know what I'm talking about.
但我确实愿意知道，当我们往前讲的时候，你们真是知道我们讲是什么。
So if you would like anything repeated, just put up your hand and I'll say it again.
所以只要你们有什么一点需要我重新说，举手表示，我就要再说一次。
Now we continue.
我们再接着讲。
The temporary form of anything contains the eternal and full thought of God.
一切事情那个暂时的形状里面都包括着神那个永远的完全的观念。
You must realize that there are always two meanings in anything that is in the Bible.
我们一直要记得在圣经中任何的事有两面的意义。
There is the present meaning,
有现在的一个意义。
That is how that applies to the present situation.
那就是说这个意义怎样应用在现在的局面上。
But there is also the future meaning.
还有将来的一个意义。
Everything in the Bible, while it has a present application, has a fuller meaning in the future.
在圣经中每一件事一面都有现在一个应用的意义还有一个将来的意义。
That is the first law of interpretation.
这就是解释圣经的第一个法则。
It is the eternity of God.
这就是神的那个永远性。
The second law of interpretation is the comprehensiveness of Christ.
解释圣经的第二个法则就是主耶稣的那个包含性。
Christ is the interpretation of all the Bible.
主耶稣乃是全部圣经的解释。
To know Christ is to understand the Bible.
你要晓得基督就是能懂得圣经。
Men like Peter and Paul knew the Bible.
像彼得和保罗那种人他们是晓得圣经的。
But they did not understand it until they knew the Lord Jesus.
但是除了他认识了主耶稣之后他们实在说来还不懂得圣经什么。
We first know the Lord Jesus.
我们第一要认识主耶稣。
And then we take him back into the Bible.
而后我们就把他带回到圣经来。
And he is the interpretation of the Bible.
他就成了圣经的解释。
Therefore, we cannot really understand the Bible until we know the Lord Jesus.
所以，除非等到我们认识了主耶稣，我们并不能真实地晓得圣经。
That results in this, that the Bible is really a person and not a book.
这个结果就是告诉我们说圣经实在说来是一个人而不是一本书
The Bible is a living person and not a dead letter
圣经乃是一个活的人而不是一本死的书
Because this person is inexhaustible he makes the Bible inexhaustible
因为这一个人是无限量的所以他就使圣经也成为无限量的
Now that is a more important principle than perhaps you realize
这是你们大家也许能领会的一个最重要的原则
It is possible to exhaust the Bible as a book
你可能把圣经研究尽了
We have known great Bible teachers.
我们有知道一些圣经伟大的学者
who went through the Bible teaching it again and again.
他们把圣经教导过多少多少遍。
But at the end of their lives, they were having difficulty in finding something fresh.
但是在他们一生末了他们就感觉为难因为他们发现了在圣经中还有新鲜的东西
And they were only repeating again and again things that they had said in past years
他们在一过的年日中是一代的一代的说他们所知道的事
That is because they dealt with the Bible as a book
那是因为他们仅仅把圣经当作一本书来研究
That will never happen if you know the Lord Jesus
但你如果认识了主耶稣你绝不会这样做法
And see the Bible in him and him in the Bible
你就在他的里头看见了圣经也在圣经里面看见了他
I repeat that the Lord Jesus can never be exhausted
我愿意重复地说主耶稣是无限量的是取之不尽用之不竭的
As the Holy Spirit reveals the Lord Jesus to us the Bible is always more alive
当圣灵把主耶稣启示给我们的时候圣经永远是更活的一本书
So we have our first two principles of interpretation
所以我们在这里就有了我们解释圣经的头两个原则
One, the eternity of God,
理解了神的永远性
to the comprehensiveness of Christ,
第二就是基督的那个包含性
Now we come to number three,
我们现在来看第三个原则
The interpreter of the Bible is the Holy Spirit.
圣经的解释者乃是圣灵。
I have said that Jesus is the interpretation of the Bible.
我说过了，基督乃是圣经的解释。
I am saying now that the Holy Spirit is the interpreter of the Bible.
我现在是说，圣灵乃是圣经的解释者。
We are familiar with the words in the letter to the Corinthians.
我们在哥林多书里头有一句话都是属实的。
But I think we might just look at them again now.
我想现在要请大家再看一下。
The first letter to the Corinthians.
哥林多前书
Chapter 2,
第二章
And verse 13,
十三节
Which things also we speak,Not in wisdom, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Spirit teaches, confining spiritual things with spiritual words.
我们讲说这些事不是用人智慧所指教的言语，乃是用圣灵所指教的言语，讲属灵的话，解释属灵的事。
Now, I don't know whether you have marginal references in your Bible.
我不知道中文圣经里头有没有什么编注编解
No. Well, the more correct translation of those words is this.
这一句话更准确的翻译是这样
Interpreting spiritual things to spiritual men.
把属灵的事解释给属灵的人那就是末了那两句
Let us read the whole passage again in that way
让我们照着这一个翻译再把全文注意一下
Which things also we speak Not in words which man's wisdom teaches But which the Spirit teaches Interpreting spiritual things to spiritual men
我们讲说这些事不是用人智慧所指教的言语乃是用圣灵所指教的言语将属灵的事解释给属灵的人
Yes, well Well, that's a very important statement
这是很紧要的一个说法
And it definitely affirms the principle that we are now setting forth
这就把我们刚才说的这个原则确定了
The interpreter of the Bible is the Holy Spirit.
圣经的解释者乃是圣灵。
First of all then, the Bible is the Holy Spirit's book.
所以最重要的一点就是圣经乃是圣灵的一本书。
The Bible is not firstly man's book.
圣经首要的一点并不是人的一本书
It is not our book
这不是我们的一本书
We have not got the book
我们并没有得到这一本书
We have got certain writings which are called scriptures
我们不过是得到一些个字句条文称作圣经而已
But in truth we do not possess the book
实在说来我们还没有得有这一本书
You remember the case of the Ethiopian eunuch
你大家还记得那个恩提阿伯的太监
When Philip came near to his chariot he heard him reading
当腓力靠近他车的时候他就听见那个太监在那里读书
He was reading the bookAt Isaiah 53.
他正是读以赛亚五十三章。
Philip said to him, Understandest thou what thou readest?
腓力就对他说，你是读的，你晓得他的意思吧？
He said, How can I except someone explain?
他说，没有人向我解释，我怎样能明白？
Well, here is a man who had the book in a certain sense.
这给我们看见，这里有一个人，在某种意义里头，他是有了这本圣经的书。
But in a real and profitable sense, he did not possess the book.
但是在实际有意义里面来说，他还没有得到这本书。
We can have the book as a volume.
我们能够得到这本书就是一件事而已
and yet we may not possess the book
但是我们还可能也没有得到这一本书
because the Bible is the Holy Spirit's book first
因为圣经首要的乃是圣灵的一本书
the mind of man and the mind of the Spirit are two altogether different things
人的头脑和圣灵的头脑完全是两件不同的东西
You know, there are many, many Christians who do not recognize that
有许多的基督徒并不承认这一件事
There are many Bible teachers who do not recognize that
也有好多叫圣经的人也不承认这件事
And this is the cause of very much confusion
这就使我们的问题发生了很多混乱的情形
and the reason for very much spiritual smallness and weakness
这就是使属灵的事变得非常的小也非常的软弱
I think this may lie at the bottom of most of the controversy
这就是许多冲突矛盾的地方最深处的一个原因
The Bible is a closed book to all but spiritual men.
除非这一属灵的人，圣经对任何人都是一本关闭的书。
This is the principle that the Lord Jesus set before Nicodemus.
这就是主耶稣对尼哥底母所说的话的一个原则。
You must be born from above before you can see what is above.
你要晓得天上的事你就必须从天上而生
Our measure of understanding of the Bible will be just in accordance with the measure of our spiritual life
我们能懂得圣经的那个程度完全是根据我们那个属灵的程度来定位
That is why the Lord takes us throughexperiences in order to bring us to understanding
这就说明为什么我们的主常常要我们有一些个经历是为要叫我们来晓得圣经
The measure of our depth to the natural mind will be the measure of our understanding of the things of the spirit
我们向着我们天然的头脑死了有多少这个程度就断定我们能晓得属灵的事有多少
Please remember that in these days which are before us
请把这一点在这些将要来的日子当中一字不记了
Something has got to happen in us before we understand the scripture
必须有某种事在我们身上发生了我们才能够晓得圣经
We cannot understand the word of God by just deciding that we are going to have a training course.
我们不能够光是讲定规，要有一个训练就能明白神的话了。
We are going to have some classes for Bible teaching.
我们要来受一点圣经的教导，就能明白神的话了。
That is not the way in which we come to understanding of the Word of God.
这一个方法不是我们能明白神话语的一个方法。
We shall only understand according to the measure of our spiritual life.
我们只能够照着我们属灵生命的程度来明白神的话语
That is the third principle of biblical interpretation
这就是解释圣经的第三个原则
Now number four
我们再看第四个
The final mention of any particular matter in the Bible is usually a key to all its meaning
圣经中每逢提到一件事最末后一次的提说乃是全个事情那个意义的一个所用
That is something that you must just think about
这一件事是大家现在要想一想的。
We find certain things mentioned again and again in the Bible.
我们在圣经里看见有的事情一再一再的提说。
But when we come to the final occasion where that thing is mentioned,
能我们到了幕后一次看见它被述说的时候，
we usually find the key to all that has been said about that matter before.
经常的，我们在幕后那一次的述说里头找到了前面所有述说的那个意义的所有。
If you take a particular matter,
你若是拿出某一件特别的事来
，Where it is mentioned for the last time，
在哪里末了一次说的时候
，And then note the setting and the context and the relationship，
你就要注意他怎样说法，他的前后文，他和前后的关系。
You will get the full meaning of all that has been said about that before。
你就能得到了在这一次以前各次的说法它那个意义。
Now that is a statement that I have made.
这就是我刚才说的那个意思。
You need to work on that.
这就需要你们花一点功夫来研究它。
But I will help you by taking just one illustration.
我愿意用一个例证来帮你们一下。
In the last chapter of the Bible,
在圣经末了一章以后
,Revelation 22,
这是启示录22章
,and verse 2,
第二节
We have the last reference to the tree of life.
我们在哪里看见圣经末了一次提到生命树？
Now when we go right back to the beginning of the Bible,
我们要是直接回到圣经开头去，
we have the tree of life mentioned, but we are told nothing about it.
可是在那个开头的地方只告诉我们生命树，但是没有说出什么意思了。
It is just referred to as something that exists.
那就是仅仅告诉我们一点是那个时候有的东西而已。
We have no explanation.
没有什么解释给我们。
We are not told what that tree is.
并没有告诉我们那棵树是什么树，怎么一回事。
Or what it means.
到底它的意义是什么，也没有告诉我们。
It is just referred to as the tree of life.
不过就是告诉我们说有一棵生命树而已。
We have to go to the end of the Bible for the explanation.
我们需要到圣经末了去找它的解释。
And when we come to this last chapter of the Bible,
让我们来看圣经末了一章的时候，
by the context and relationship, we have a very large explanation.
照着它的前后文和它前后的关系，我们就得到了一个很清楚的解释。
Supposing we look at the passage,
我们来看那一处的圣经。
Revelation 22,
启示录二十二章
And he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb.
第一节，天使又指示我在城内接待当中，一道生命水的河，明亮如水镜，从神和羔羊的宝座流出来。
Note the context,
要注意这个前后文。
The throne of God and of the Lamb.
就是神和羔羊的宝座。
You've got to read the whole book of the Revelation to understand that.
这需要大家那么整本启示录都读过才能明白这个宝座的意思。
There's a tremendous amount in the early chapters of this book about the throne of God and of the Lamb.
在这一卷书开头的时候说了好多关乎神的宝座和羔羊的事。
And you have to understand what the throne of God is.
我们需要知道神的宝座到底是怎样一回事。
And what is the significance of the throne of the Lamb.
并且也要特别知道这个羔羊宝座的意义是什么。
In the midst of the throne is a lamb.
在那个宝座的当中有一个羔羊。
Now in relation to the throne of God and of the Lamb, there is the river of water of life.
这里给我们看见和神与羔羊的宝座相关联的，这里有一个生命的河。
In the midst of the street thereof, and on this side of the river, and on that side was the tree of life.
第二节，在河这边与河那边有生命树。
bearing 12 manner of fruit, yielding its fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation.
也十二样果子，每月都结果子，树上叶子乃为医治万民。
And there shall be no curse anymore.
以后再也没有咒诅。
And the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be therein, and his servants shall serve him.
在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要服侍他。
There is the tree of life.
这里有一棵生命树
，It bears immortal fruit，
要结出那个不死永存的果子。
There is no place for death here，
在这里死亡没有地位。
Its fruits are born every month，
这里每一个月都结果子。
This is fruit immortal or fruit without death，
这就是不死没有死亡的果子。
The leaves of this tree are for the health of the nation.
树上叶子乃为医治万民。
I'm sorry that in most versions the word is wrongly translated.
我觉得在好些个译本里头，这里的话翻得不准确。
I don't know what the word is in your translation.
我不知道中文里面是怎样的翻法。
But the original is not for the healing of the nations, but for the health of the nation.
这原文不是为着医治万民，乃是为着万民的健康。
You may ask what is the difference?
你也许会问说这两个有什么不同？
Well, one is the removal of disease, and the other is the prevention of disease.
一个是消除了病症，一个是预防不至于有病症。
In this chapter, we have come to the time when the spiritual diseases of the nations have been healed.
当启示录二十二章的时候，那个列国属灵的病实在说来已经都医治了、出证了。
But the health of the nations needs to be preserved.
但是这个列国的健康需要保持。
It is a state that is to be maintained.
那就是说需要一种的保持就是了。
So the leaves are not for healing, they are for preservation.
所以这些叶子不是为着医治，乃是为着保持。
And so it says, and there shall be no more curse.
因此他才接着说再没有救主了。
You see, you've got the whole history of the Bible in those words.
所以就在这简短的话里头，你看见整本圣经的历史。
You have got all that came on the nations through Adam's sin.
我们曾看见因着亚当的犯罪是领导列国万民的救主。
You have corruption and death.
有了毁坏、败坏 和死亡
，moral disease，
有道德方面的病症
，the result of a curse，
也就是一种咒诅的结果。
All that is now cleared up，
现在到七十二岁上这里都清楚了。
And the tree of life represents victory of life over all that。
生命树乃是代表胜过这一切的一个生命。
Life。Triumphant and life abundant.
生命得胜了，生命丰盛的永存。
Here the full meaning of the tree of life is revealed.
在这里，生命树那个完满的意义启示出来的。
And it is like that with all other matters.
也在别的一切事上也都是这种的原则。
When you come to the last mention, you have the key to the whole subject.
当你来到最末后一次的诉说的时候，你就得到那件事一个预所有。
That is a principle of the interpretation of the Bible.
这也是解释圣经的一个原则。
Now I come to the last for the present.
那现在我们就要来看第五个
，Number five，
就是末后的一个。
The only real value is the spiritual.
那唯一的价值就是属灵的。
You must remember this when you are reading and studying the Bible.
让我们来研究读圣经的时候，必须把这一点记牢。
And you must keep this in mind in these times in which we are together.
尤其在我们这些训练的时候，应当把这个记牢了。
You must not come here just with a thirst for more information.
你们不应该来到这里仅仅的饥渴要得一些知识而已
or a craving for more knowledge
不过要寻求一些知识
there are people who just want to get more and more knowledge and education
有的人不过就是要得到知识受到一点教导
and I think that is a particular characteristic of the people in the Far East
我想这特别是远东的人是有一个特性特点
You will do anything to get education
你们愿意尽一切所能力为要得到教导
You will go to the other side of the world if you can get more and better education
若是你们能得到更好的教导教育的话你们应肯到另一半的世界去
Now that constitutes a danger
这个就构成了一个危险
Of course, it is better than not wanting to know anything.
那当然，这个比不要知道什么是好一点的。
But there is a danger about this.
可是在这里有一个危险。
We must not come to these classes with a craving for more knowledge.
我们来到这里受训，不应该仅仅就是为着寻求更多的知识。
That is exactly how Adam was caught.
这就是亚当给撒旦捉去的一个原因
You see, Satan said, if you take of this tree, you will know.
你还记得撒旦对他们说你若是吃这个树上的果子你就必定知道
It was the tree of knowledge.
那就是那个知识的树我们就是说善恶知识的树
And there is always a danger in eating of that tree.
吃那一种知识的时候总是有危险
It might just lead you into death and not into life
这就叫你有了死亡而不会得到生命
So I repeat this principle of biblical interpretation
所以我再重复说这个解释圣经的原则
The only real value is the spiritual
那个唯一的价值该是属灵的
And spiritual value is just how it affects our life with God.
这一个属灵的价值真正好就是影响我们和神之间的事。
I do wish that Adam had recognized that.
我实在是盼望亚当能明白这件事。
When Satan tempted him to take of the tree of knowledge.
当撒旦引诱他来吃那个知识树的时候
If only Adam had said How will this affect my life with God
如果亚当那个时候能领会说这件事如何影响我和神之间的那个生命
He and we should have been saved all the trouble
那么他和我们定位就可以蒙拯救免去这许多的难处了
So let me say this again.
所以让我再把这事说一遍。
Spiritual value is just in how it affects our life with God.
属灵的价值就是要看你说它如何影响我们和神之间的事。
Shall I put that in another way?
我愿意换一个说法。
Just how much it increases the measure of Christ.
也就是来增加我们在基督里的那个身量
If Christ is the interpretation of the Bible
若是基督是圣经的解释的话
The spiritual knowledge of the Bible results in an increase of Christ
那么我们对圣经那个属灵的认识定规是叫我们有更多基督的身量增加的
If our days together now do not result in an increase of the measure of Christ, we have missed the way.
我们这些日子一再的受训，如果结果不是叫基督在我们里面的身量增加，那我们就是错误的。
You may go away in 2 weeks' time with your notebooks very full.
过了两个礼拜之后，也许你们可以回去你们的记录簿里头满了东西。
And you may have an idea that you have got a lot more knowledge.
你们可能有一个观念，以为说你们得到了更多的知识了。
But if we do not go away, more Christ-like men and women.With a larger measure of the Lord Jesus, this training course has failed.
但若是我们结束了之后离去的时候，若不是更像基督的弟兄和姊妹，里面有基督身量更多的增加，我们这个训练就是完全失败。
So I beg of you to pray all the way through that this time may mean spiritual increase.
所以我请求你们一直的在这些日子为这件事祷告，就使我们这个训练的结果能叫基督的身量在我们中间增加。
Not intellectual enlargement but spiritual knowledge，
不是我们头脑扩大了，乃是我们属灵的东西增加了。
Everything has got to be judgedby how much it contributes to the ultimate purpose of God.
一切都需要来审断，根据这件事如何能成就神的旨意。
We have to ask, where does this lead us to?
我们需要来问说，这件事要把我们带到什么地方？
Is it leading us anywhere?
这能把我们带到一个什么地方吗？
What is it leading us to?
那他就把我们带到什么地方呢？
All spiritual knowledge leads to an increase of Christ.
一切属灵的知识都是把我们带到基督的身量增加的地方。
It contributes to the ultimate purpose of God.
这就是完全为着来完成神那个最终的目的。
The question always isHow much of life is there in it?
我们应该一直问这个问题，就是说，在这件事里头有多少的生命？
It is not a matter of interest.
这并不是一个兴趣问题。
It is not. And the real value is the spiritual.
那真实的价值乃是属灵的。
In our second hour, we shall take that over into our special subject for study in these coming days.
我们到下一堂就要把这些作为特别的研究，在这些日当中的。
Now you have a little over half an hour before we meet again.
我们大家在上班之前可能有半小时的休息。
May I suggest that if you can, you will read some chapters.
我愿意向你们建议，若是可能，请大家读几段的圣经。
I would like you to read the first three chapters of the prophet Ezekiel.
我愿意大家读第十节出三章。
You will have to read them more than once in these coming days.
盼望在将来这些日子当中你们多读几遍。
But it would be a help if you had refreshed your mind with what is in those three chapters.
若是你们里头能记得这三章里讲什么，这对于我们有很大的帮助。
So we will come back with that in half an hour.
所以过了半小时，我们大家就要带着这三章的圣经回来。